In order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me.
Good morning, good morning. And for those of you that are up and awake, listen, for the time being, the weather is looking absolutely amazing. You should really poke your head outside or maybe just kind of take a walk around base a little bit and just get those feel-good vibes going, right? Even though it's the middle of the work week, there's nothing wrong with catching a feel-good Friday a little bit earlier. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. And on this fine, fine Wednesday, I am so excited because we have one of our honorary DJs here in the building. Please help me welcome Pastor Dave, better known as DJ Bishop. DJ Bishop, how are you?
Hey, good morning, DJ EJ. Good morning, Signoa. Yes, I'm doing well. Blast, stretch, excited for this hour as we lean in. And today, we're going to be talking about something that's near dear to my heart. You know, that we've had this theme of leadership, but we're really going to zoom in into servant leadership.
Oh, so you know what? I'm so glad you didn't reveal it. I was like, I wonder what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm like, definitely looking forward to this conversation because it sounds like we're going to be talking a little bit about what it means to be to be humble, right?
Yeah.
And to be a real leader.
Right.
What it means to be a real leader.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. I absolutely love it. DJ Bishop, you do this every single time we get together. And honestly, I'm looking forward to it. For those of you that are tuning in, I want you to make sure that you lean in with Pastor Dave and I because we're really going to get into the meat and potatoes of what it means to be a leader in this day and age. So you definitely do not want to miss out on the conversation. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.
Listen as your day unfolds.
I am believing that you're...
That is such an easygoing song. I've got to say, I love it, especially for the middle of the work week. I like a good song like that. That is amazing. For all of our listeners, if you are just tuning in, you came in at the perfect time. I'm here with DJ Bishop, who's in the building with us, Pastor Dave. And we're actually about to broach the subject of servant leadership. So just before the break, he introduced today's topic. And I love it because it's almost like a movie premiere, like a little feature. Sure. Just a little kind of taste of what we're going to be talking about. And during the break, we even talked a little bit about it. And I'm just ready to get right into it. So tell us a little bit about what it entails of servant leadership.
Yes, great question, DJ EJ. So when it comes to servant leadership, it comes to a place of like, I'm not here to get, I'm here to give. And when you have this giving mindset, you have these helping hands, listening ears, and really a heart to serve. And so what does that look like in a practical place? Well, for me, I will never forget, you know, my time in the military. And one thing that always stood out to me is I had a chief who always grabbed, at the end of the workday, he grabbed a big trash bag in the corner of the room, and he yelled out to the room, he's like, hey everyone, let's take out the trash together. And for me, I was like, wow, no matter how high of a rank you can get, you can still do the small task to serve others and allow people to come alongside the mission. He was never too big to do a small task. And for someone who serves well, you're not only serving the mission, but you're serving people. And I think it's so important because people aren't just robots. Yes, you're leaning in, you're doing a mission, but people are complex, they're messy, but they're also magnificent when they come alongside that one soul mission. And so for me, when I think of servant leadership, I think about serving with all of who I am and giving that person everything I have so that my ceiling becomes their floor.
Wow. I love that. I love that you said that. And I remember some weeks ago, we actually talked, and when you first said that, I found that to be so incredibly profound because I said to myself, wow, that really does take the heart of a servant. For someone to say, hey, I'm willing to kind of put others ahead of myself. And to me, that is exemplary of leadership, is to be able to look out for the growth of other people, not to suggest that you don't do that for yourself,
right,
but to look out for others, I think is tremendous.
Yes. It's kind of like the airplane model. You know, you got to put on your mask before you put someone else's on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not thinking less of yourself. It's just actually thinking more of others.
Right.
What about you? When's the time you've seen real servant leadership, DJ EJ?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm privileged to see it fit pretty regularly, if I can be 100% honest with you.
Yeah.
And I presently serve under a leadership that is, they promote leaders, and they do so in such a compassionate way. They are patient. They provide training that's needed. And even very recently, I found out that I'd actually been enrolled in a course that allows me to not only be able to do my job, but to do it even better. And so I'm excited because it gives me the opportunity to look forward to that growth. And so then I look back to my leadership and I say to myself, man, that's so cool that, you know, they're not just focused on what's in front of them, but they're also looking out for their personnel.
Yes.
So I have to say, it happens with me pretty regularly. And if you'd asked me that maybe about, I'd say like a year and a half ago, I'd probably be like, oh, I don't know how to answer that one. But definitively, I can say my leadership, they do a fantastic job when it comes to it now. So.
And that matters.
It does.
You know, it's not every base is the same. And in the civilian sector, people don't quit their job. They quit their boss. Because leadership, it matters. It has a direct impact in your life.
Right.
And so I celebrate the fact that you have great leaders who are not only raising the next generation, but they're raising up leaders to take the baton. Because I'll be real. The further you get in leadership, the more you can recognize, I didn't get here by myself.
That's it.
And when
somebody had to say it. I'm so glad it was you. I'm so glad it was you that said that. That is so true, because I do not believe in that. I do not believe that anybody makes it on their own. So I'm really glad you mentioned that.
Yes. Yeah. There's an old proverb. It says, if you want to get fast, go by yourself. But if you want to get far, go with others.
Oh my God, this is great. I feel like I should be paying for this. This is amazing, and I find your guidance to just be so timely, because I think that there are people in the world that believe that they can get where they need to go and they don't need any help. And I'm like, that's just not possible. You can only get so far without the assistance of others.
Yes, because we're all limited.
Right.
And that takes self-awareness. It takes real, like we're mentioning, humility. That takes humility. Like if I try to do things on my own, it would not go that far. Like, I'll be real. We need to have that self-awareness. I have gifts, I have strengths, and I also have weaknesses.
Right.
And it's the same way with each individual. And so, like, I need you and you need me to go further in this place.
Agreed. And I love the way that you said it. And when we're talking about servant leadership, this is huge, because as junior personnel, you know, sometimes I feel like, okay, so it's to me to lead the pack, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with that leadership mentality, but it's always great to be able to have that leader that just exemplifies the things that you look for. And so it took me some doing. I had supervisors that weren't as exemplary, and I had those that I'm like, you know what, I want to emulate that. And I'm grateful for both of the experiences, if I can be very honest with you, because I learned who I don't want to be as a leader. And then I saw attributes of those and I said, now that I want to emulate.
And that's stewarding your season, because you're in a season where that wasn't the best leadership. You could count it as a loss, but instead you counted it as a lesson. And that's important when you're in leadership, is not to see seasons as a loss, but as a lesson.
Love it so much. Good. You know, we could be talking all day, and there's something about DJ Bishop, when I tell you, when you come into the studio, it is a whole thing. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see what it is that we get into today, and I never regret the conversation. It's always great, and more importantly, it's always timely. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be discussing even more of what it takes to be the leader that you look to be. Here is Panic at the Disco with High Hopes on 105.9. How's it happen? Clap along if you feel like that's what you want. Come on. That is Pharrell Williams with Happy. Speaking of which, it's been a very happy Wednesday, I'd have to say. It really is. It's such really great vibes that's been taking place. And I think it's been like that all week long, honestly. Every time I come in to the station, I'm like, it feels really good. And it's not just the weather. It's just the entire environment. So definitely loving the vibe of that. And so we're here with DJ Bishop, a.k.a. Pastor Dave. I think I'm just going to start leading with that from now on. It's just DJ Bishop.
I like it.
I think I like that a lot for you. It works out really well. And we've been talking about servant leadership. And I said, you know, at some point, we're going to have to cut this conversation because it is so engaging. And I am here for it. And I think your timing is so impeccable because I'm learning what it means to be a leader, what it takes, and what we can kind of learn to throw to the side. And so when we talk about serving others, I do think that's kind of one of those lost arts of the trade. You know, some people think to themselves, well, what it takes to be a leader is what I learned, but it may not necessarily be serving others. And so I'm really glad we're talking about this today. So I want to continue the conversation. So when we're talking about servant leadership, what else does it entail?
A big factor is to really take the time to recognize the talents in your people, because some of the best leaders can position the people in their right role because they have the right talent or the right gift to thrive in that role. And so that takes time, you know, getting to know your people and getting to recognize, all right, I really see this in you. So you were talking about having this happiness, right?
Right.
Well, I've come to find out, like, you are very glass half full person. You know, you always carry this lightheartedness. And, you know, not everyone does, but you have that gift to give to people. And if I was like above you, I would think, okay, she carries a lightheartedness. Where can I position her that it will really help and benefit the entire unit? Because, and that might be in PR, that might be in other places, but recognizing the talents in your people and then calling them out, right?
Yeah.
Every person has gold, but taking the time to discover them, develop them, and then deploy them.
Wow.
And that's a process. And as a leader, like, I want to help you discover your gift, and then let's work together in the season to develop it. Because every gift needs to be stewarded and every talent needs to be, you know, really grown into. And then let's deploy it because the mission needs it. We got to deploy it into this time and space. And so that is a key factor. Have you ever learned or maybe had a person to call something out in you and you felt seen, but you're like, oh, wow, I didn't see this, but now I really do.
Yes. I absolutely have. I actually had a friend who said, you know what, there's something about you. You point out some of the things that some people may not even notice. And for me, I am very simplistic in nature. And I'm one of those people that it is hard for me to stay upset if, let's say, for example, I'm amongst beautiful scenery. I don't know about you, but I've driven home and I have felt less than happy. But it's so hard to maintain that when I'm looking at majestic Mount Etna on the way home and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I mean, yeah, sure, you can, you know, you can stew when you're upset, or you can appreciate the beauty that sits right in front of you. And it's such a quiet beauty that rests there. Wouldn't it be a shame to just relish in all that anger when something that beautiful is right there? And so for me, while it might seem very simple, sometimes it makes all the difference. So that was actually something that a friend of mine pointed out in me that I didn't even realize I was doing. It was just something I was just accustomed to doing. I was just so used to it.
It's because you carry that optimism and you help people reframe their perspective. So the same thing, Mount Etna. Someone's like, oh, the ash, my allergies. Those are real things, right?
Yes, they are. Allergies are real. They
yes, for sure. But when you come alongside them and viewpoint it as in, this might be the only season in your entire life to live next to an active volcano, and it is gorgeous in sight.
Yes.
That is worth celebrating.
It is.
And so as a leader, leader, I would try to position who you are and the gifts that you carry to help deploy in the mission at hand. And so I think that's really important when it comes to servant leadership. I'm here to serve you. So let's talk about what things you have. Let's discover them. Let's develop them. That's going to take time, energy, resources, conversations, coaching, and then deploy them. Because you're not going to be perfect. The first time you implement something that's been given to you, you have to grow in it. And so that takes time as well when it comes to servant leadership.
You know, I'm going to start learning to bring a pen and a pad whenever you come around, because I am loving all of the really these golden nuggets of wisdom that you're providing. And when we talk about discovering, developing, and deploying, again, could not be any more timely when we're talking about leadership, because it's necessary to know where your people are, right, what their strengths are, and how they can use those strengths to further not only themselves but their organization as a whole. And so you are really kind of just hitting the nail on the head in so many ways. And so I appreciate you so much for making that very plain for those of us that are learning what it means to really be a leader. For all of our listeners out there, if you are one and the same and you're kind of just still trying to kind of develop yourself as a leader as well, there's nothing wrong with discovering, developing, and deploying that same leadership, not to mention acting as a resource, right, for those, because it doesn't just stop with us, but it's just a matter of knowing that in the people that you serve and assisting them along the way, I think, is really important. So, again, very glad that we're talking about this today. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about what it means to be a servant in a leadership capacity. Here is Smash Mouth with All Star on 105.9.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.